We've got a preview right now here in Studio 5. Here with us, Jeff Clayton, the Douglas Anderson Vocal Chair. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And we have five student singers, Robert McCray, Christian Thomas, Emily Tinsley, Madison Town, and Josh Hancock. Hi, kids. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
So we've got a very excited group here. We'll hear them sing in just a moment, but first, Jeff Clayton, this is something people mark their calendars for every year. Tell us all about Extravaganza.
Yeah, Extravaganza is a pretty neat deal, and this is our 28th year. It started out as a gift to Jacksonville around the Christmas time, and now it's become a major yearly thing that's at the Times Union Center. We just wanted to showcase the talent of these young students as they're headed to stardom.
And so many of the kids that graduate from DA go on to great careers in show business.
Right. You know, what we're looking for is that those that are going to go on to music schools and conservatories and then eventually on to some kind of lifelong career in the arts. So yeah. We've had a lot of success.
And these are high school kids, but it has a reputation for being like a professional show.
Correct.
It's really good.
It's very good. I mean, and the great thing is that our tech students get to work with union people backstage, so they're running the whole thing. When you really think about high school students running it in a major house, you know, with all the technical things that go on, it's pretty cool, and I think most of the audience walks out going, those were high school kids?
Right. Now, what all goes into planning the show? What will the audience see this year?
Well, each year, the departments submit a certain number of minutes of talent that they want to showcase. You're going to see things from creative writing. They've done some really interesting staging to all the musical side, piano, guitar, vocal, chamber orchestra, wind symphony, to even our rising star, who's a DA alum. You've got dance theater with some great stuff with wonderful choreographers that guests come in and work with our students. Also have we've got some musical theater offerings that are just outstanding. I mean, the full dance, sing, and act thing going on. And visual arts. We have a lot in the lobby before the show, 6:30, this wonderful display of art, and then there'll be a display of it in the middle of the show. I can't leave this out, but Cinematic Arts has a couple of student films that will really impact you.
Run the gamut. Now, I understand you're a virtuoso baritone opera singer yourself.
Well, I wouldn't say that, at least at this point, but right now I'm enjoying using my experience to kind of guide some of these students.
You enjoy teaching them?
I really do. They can be exasperating in 1 minute and then euphoric the next. So they're good. We have a good time.
We've got five kids here in studio, four seniors, one junior, all vocal students. And so who wants to speak first? Let's have Emily. Okay. Hello,
good choice.
Emily.
Good choice.
Hi.
So, Emily, what drew you to this program at Douglas Anderson?
Well, I don't know. I just love singing, and I did chorus in middle school, and I heard about the program through my church and stuff, and I just really, I don't know.
What do you hope to do when you graduate?
I definitely want to continue doing singing, doing stuff in the church, yeah, stuff like that.
Do you know yet where you're going to college?
I'm probably going to stay here for 2 years and then transfer to a university.
Very nice. Robert McCray, where's Robert in the crowd?
I am
Hi,
here.
Robert. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been singing ever since I can remember, and I came through La Villa School of the Arts, so it's pretty much the little brother of Douglas Anderson.
Sure.
And so, naturally, I went straight from La Villa to Douglas Anderson, and when I got there, you know, it was just amazing. And then I met Mr. Clayton, and he's just a fabulous teacher. You know, he didn't know so much.
What do you hope to do when you get out of high school?
Well, I am staying in state for college, but I'm going to pursue music production. So that involves working with programs like Logic, GarageBand is one of the lesser programs, mm-hmm. but making my own music and just trying to go from there.
Very nice. Well, we have a special treat. I'm sorry we don't have time to interview all five of you, but we have time to listen to all five of you as we get an a cappella rendition from these talented teens. What are you going to be singing? What are they singing, Jeff?
Oh, they're going to do just a little snippet because we use this with our jazz combo of the real iconic Manhattan Transfer song, Birdland.
Very nice.
And what's going to be cool is they're going to have it fully choreographed the night of the show. So sing and dance and take it away.
All right, here they are. It is the kids from Douglas Anderson. This is a preview of their Student Showcase Extravaganza this weekend at the Moran Theater. It's the Manhattan Transfer's Birdland. Take it away.
Down them stairs, lose them cares. Where? Down in Birdland, Toto swing. Bob was king. There, down in Birdland, Bird would cook. Max would look. Where? Down in Birdland, Miles came through. Train came too. Yeah, down in Birdland, BC Blue, Blakey too. There, down in Birdland, Cannonball played that hall. There, down in Birdland, yeah.
Yay!
Nice job, guys. Early in the morning, too.
So good. Well, get your tickets now. Come on out to the Times Union Center for Extravaganza, the 28th Annual Student Showcase from the Douglas Anderson School of the Arts. That's February 16th. Great job, kids.
Thank you.
Good luck in everything. Jeff Clayton is their vocal coach, and a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for letting me
be here. I know this puts them on the spot, but do they have anything else they can sing to close out the show? Yeah?
I don't know. What do y'all want to do?
All right, well, you decide. I'll give the closing credits. So
there you go.
Talk
Sounds
amongst
good.
Yourselves. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Is our program. Thanks to all of our guests and callers. Our producer is Sean Birch. Karen Fagans is our news director. Jim Weeks produces our live video stream. Now, if you have questions or comments about First Coast Connect, try our listener comment line at 358-6360. Emails to firstcoastconnect@wjct.org. I'm Melissa Ross, and we close now once again with the Douglas Anderson Vocal Students. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow. What are we hearing right now?
Mad Hatter.
Here they go with Mad Hatter. Enjoy.
I'm the Mad Hatter. Come and follow me, this is it. The Mad Hatter. All you gotta do is submit. And if you don't, my friend, well then in the end there'll be nothing left to defend. Know what I mean? When you are facing a queen.